Autumn is simply another name for fall.
Here are five facts about fall that will make you sound smart. Number one.
Fall is caused by the Earth's tilt, not the distance from the sun.
Number two.
Weight gain in the fall may not be from all the food, but from lack of vitamin D.
Number three.
Fall colors are caused by the amount of sugar in the leaves.
Number four.
Birds spend most of the fall migrating.
And number five.
Children born in the fall are statistically better students and live longer.
Welcome to fall.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm gonna get you out of this. I know. I know. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Good morning. I have an exciting announcement.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
And by season, I mean fall or summer or whatever this is.
You tell them summer's over?
Summer's over.
Summer's over.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
It is the autumnal equinox.
Speak English.
Fall is officially here.
It's the first day of fall.
Do bundle up
because it's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live channel and our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really simple. You just need to enable the skill. And that, by the way, that works for the all the Alexa devices, but it also works for Alexa on your smart TV and things like that. So all you got to do is enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's a repack of the live show that we do between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And then we take each day's show and we repack it into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon or so. And you can find that very easily on the Alexa device by just simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can search the Mike Show VA at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcasts. And if that isn't enough for you, you can look at our goofy faces on the Facebook, on the Book of Face, just simply by going to at the Mike Show VA. And that's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA. And that handle works for our Instagram, our YouTube, our X, Twitter, our MySpace. Yeah, we're on MySpace. It works for everything, at the Mike Show VA. All right, Monday edition. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We had a really, really busy weekend. You ever have one of those weekends or you've got an upcoming event or you've got upcoming stuff and you're starting to feel maybe a little overwhelmed? You're starting to I was feeling some anxiety Friday night going into Saturday. Who keeps emailing me? Good Lord, you're derailing the show, you know that. All right. Okay, I'm just going to click off and get rid of the email. Sorry about that, guys. Take two. All right, so anyway, back to the flawless show open up until now. Anyway, so I was starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed, like, you know, some anxiety was going on, and I did not like it. I've been feeling that way, you know, off and on, you know, but I've been also doing this for so freaking long that there shouldn't be a reason that I'm feeling anxiety about doing things or events or stuff. It's just it's what I do for a living. I've been doing it for a very, very long time, as evidenced by this gray beard. But nonetheless, everything and it always does. It goes off without a hitch. I mean, it really does. You know, we put a lot of hard work into things, but it pays off and it goes off without a hitch. The latest thing that we did this weekend, Saturday, was a fundraising event for the United Way of Central Virginia. It was the Mods and Rockers Scooter Rally, and we had a blast hosting them at Three Roads. And it was just a lot of fun. There were probably about 100 scooters or motorcycles that participated in the events that weekend. Capped it off with a nice performance by Me and the Moon. That's our good friend Daniel Keppel, and Creasy performed, and it was a blast. They had a really, really good time, or so I hear, because I had to scoot like a big galoot. No pun intended. I know it was a scooter rally. Get it? Yeah. I had to scoot because I attended the Academy Center of the Arts gala with the fam. And so I got to Three Roads early. Got it set up. Helped them with their breakfast for all the scooter and motorcycle rallyists. And then They left. They took a big ride around our area, a big pack of scooters and a big pack of motorcycles. Did a ride all around our beautiful landscape, and then came back, had lunch. They had scooter games where they were they had this seesaw thing. So they would drive the scooter up the seesaw and down, and they had ramps and all kinds of. It was a lot of fun. You can check out some of the pictures at the Mike Show VA, or you can go to Three Roads as well, Three Roads Berg on the Facebook, and you can see some of the photos. But it really was. It was a great time. The Academy Gala was very, very nice. They are celebrating 120 years of bringing the arts to Central Virginia, and that was just a fantastic night. Had a great time. Hats off to everybody that put that together, and even our youngest daughter, Maddie, she even worked the Academy Gala. She was helping with everything. She was helping with checking people in and bussing tables, and she just did a fantastic job. And she's 10 years old, guys. So again, hats off to everybody that helped out, especially my kid. Yesterday we celebrated my older daughter's Maya's birthday. Had a nice dinner. And that was a lot of fun as well. I cannot believe 18. Good Lord, where has the time gone? She was a baby when I moved down here. All right. Well, anyway, you know, maybe I don't know about the anxious over stuff like that. You know, the kids getting older and maybe it was a reflection. I don't know. I have no idea. But there was a lot going on this weekend. And so, obviously, things happen. People feel ways about things. And you can't ever figure out exactly what's causing anxiety or anything like that. You can just have another beer. Sorry, just kidding. I'm not a doctor, and I don't even play one on the radio. Coming up on today's program, let's focus on that Monday edition, kicking off the work week. It is fall. but it's also National Ice Cream Cone Day. Why would it be National Ice Cream Cone Day on the first day of fall? I have no idea, but we're going to talk about the ways people order and consume ice cream, whether you eat it in a cup or in a cone or a waffle cone or whatever. We've got some statistics, and then we did a top list. It's top other lame things people who eat ice cream in a cone or in a cup do. So, yeah, we're making fun of cup people. That and so much more on this edition. Of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
It's the first day of fall. At Pumpkin Spice Depot, everything must go. Pumpkin spice drinks. Pumpkin spice food. Pumpkin spice deodorant. Pumpkin spice flu shots. Pumpkin spice brake fluid. Pumpkin spice lube. Pumpkin spice GPT. And the music of the Pumpkin Spice Girls. But wait, there's more. If you're hot, cool off with pumpkin ice. Check for pumpkin lice. Bring your cat. We got pumpkin mice. Play backgammon with pumpkin dice. The Pumpkin Spice Depot first day of fall sale. Where each pumpkin price gets a pumpkin slice that leaves you saying, pumpkin nice. Come by not once, but twice. Uh-oh, gotta go. I'm high as a kite, and it's the Pumpkin Vice.
Oh, no, that's the Mike Show. So what about pumpkin spice ice cream? I don't know why they would make the first day of fall National Ice Cream Cone Day. Why would that be? Well, anyway, maybe they're just running out of days. You would think it would be in the summer when, you know, you could actually, get to the ice cream store. They have those. So anyway, today is National Ice Cream Cone Day. And a while back, a poll asked 6,500 American adults what they like their ice cream served in. All right. 32% want a waffle cone. Let's ding these off. Waffle cone. 16% want a sugar cone, and only 8% prefer cake cones. 33% pass up the cones altogether and get a cup. And then another 2% want something else, like maybe a specialty cone. No. They polled American adults, 6,500. So it's not little kids, because that would make sense. Ice cream and little kids, I think, is sometimes best served in a cup. And to be clear, cake cones are those flaky, crispy ones with a flat bottom. The sugar cones, here, I've got a good example of the sugar cone right here. Let me pull this up. This is on, I posted this to Rob's Facebook page. That is a tuna cone. Yeah, we're going to be serving those along with our coleslaw popsicles. The bologna cannoli. Here, let me see if I can find the bologna cannoli. These are delicacies, by the way. Sorry to derail the segment, but I have to find them. I have to. All right, so there's here's the coleslaw popsicles. Let me share this. There we go. Yep, coleslaw popsicles. And then we've got another delicacy. Amy Fisher shared this. This is a pickle cupcake. We're gonna be having all of this. This is gonna be one fancy shindig where we're gonna be eating all this stuff. And finally, I know I'm derailing the segment because it's National Ice Cream Cone Day. Let me find Rob's. Let's see. Oh yeah. So now I'm gonna have to look for it, aren't I? Oh, there it is, because it's almost right at the top. These are Bannolis, a bologna cannoli. There. Okay, so we're definitely gonna be eating good in the neighborhood. Let me tell you. All right, back to the ice cream. With today being National Ice Cream Cone Day, keyword cone, not cup, because, well, as everyone knows, ice cream in a cup for adults is weak. But then ice cream cup users are used to that kind of stuff. And see what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other lame things that people who eat ice cream from a cup do. All right, here we go. Number one, give out raisins for Halloween. Disinfect their shopping cart. Top lame things, other lame things that people who eat ice cream in a cup do. Respond to good news by saying, Funzie! Push their dog in a stroller. Announce when they hit 10,000 steps. Other lame things that people who eat ice cream from a cup do. Bring napkins to the potluck. Have a gender reveal party. Get a personalized license plate of their high school nickname. Top other lame things that people who eat ice cream from a cup do. Buy the new iPhone on the first day it's available. And watch anything with Meghan Markle. There we go. So, our top list today. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Monday edition. Coming up, we have, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Sarah McLachlan has a new album out. It's called More Songs to Bum Out Your Dog. Madonna will release a new album next year. It'll be her 15th album, but the first with this face. Researchers at UC Berkeley found that chimpanzees eating fermented fruit in their native habitats consume the equivalent of nearly 2 alcoholic drinks per day. This is yet another reminder of why you should never let a chimp drive you home. And 78-year-old Glenn Close has a nude scene in her new movie. She's already up for 2 SAG Awards. This is not Headline News.
No, it is not. It's The Mike Show, and we're just delighted that you're joining us on the Monday edition, taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5, looking up Commerce Street, and then we're going to pan down to the river. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. Where's the downtown Tower Cam thing? Okay, there you go. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or TheHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for 5
random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. There is enough water in Lake Superior to cover the entire landmass of both North and South America to a depth of about 12 inches. Number 2. The correct word for a female dude is not dudette. It's dudine. Dudine. Look it up. It's worth the Google. Number 3. Pong was never supposed to be released. A developer at Atari made it during a training exercise, but Atari's founder liked it so much, they decided to make it public. That was literally the first video game that we ever played. Number 4. And I remember having to hook up the Atari to my mom and dad's black and white cabinet TV set in the living room and play Pong. And my dad's sitting on the couch. This was Christmas Day. My dad's sitting on the couch going, this is really dumb. Number 4. There have been persistent rumors that parts of The Lion King and Pocahontas were animated in North Korea. Yeah, but Disney has always denied it. Number 5. Durex created the first latex condom in the 1920s, the first condom with lubricant in the 1950s, and the first condom company website in 1996. And those are your 5 random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random
facts. Yep. It is The Mike Show. So darned happy you and all the dudines. Dudines could join us. Coming up, we got sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo.
got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony?
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street, open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie doo. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, fall begins today, and, well, of course, Starbucks is ready to brew a new seasonal coffee that really captures the taste of autumn.
Fall has arrived at Starbucks. Join us for the new Taste of Autumn specialty coffee.
That sounds good.
Black coffee with pieces of real leaves floating around for texture and aroma.
That doesn't sound too good.
But they're real leaves from New England.
Still, no.
How about we add pumpkin spice donut holes, pumpkin whipped cream, and drizzle it with light and dark caramel?
Oh yeah, that sounds real good.
And let's just skip the coffee and put hot cocoa in first.
Oh, yeah. But what about the leaves?
We can just put a picture of them on the cup.
Sold. I'm on my way to the drive-thru.
Starbucks, where fall has arrived.
Yeah, it sure has. All right, let's go to viral videos. Well, a 175-pound bear was caught on video roaming the aisles of a Dollar General in New Jersey last Tuesday. Here is cop cam footage along with a witness who got emotional over the ordeal. Here, listen to this.
This is not good. Come on, come with me. He's going through the front of the store. Clear the front of the store.
There's people in the store. I would rather get the bear out of the store, have him follow me out.
They kind of like pawed at each other for a little bit. The bear got on top of him. My guys were outside, luckily enough. They got the bear distracted long enough to get my dog on a leash.
My heart just sank. I got tears in my eyes. I'm tearing up now thinking about it. I asked the cop, was that just a tranquilizer or did you have to shoot him? And he said we had to shoot him. And I started crying.
Yeah. Let's see. What is this? Skip that. Someone on social media claims tattoos can be a good thing because it's harder for AI to duplicate your image. Here is somebody on TikTok talking about what she has noticed.
Something I don't see people talking about enough when it comes to AI is how having tattoos helps prevent people from making a successful AI twin of you. While AI models can try and will often put a half sleeve on me, the detail of it is such a dead giveaway that it is not me.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. All right, so we want to do now. Let's not do this in stupid criminals. It's not really criminal, but a law has just passed in Connecticut. If you want to marry your first cousin, you only have a week to do it before it becomes legal or illegal. Oh my God! Here are people in the state talking about this brand new law.
It's pretty wild. I mean, I would have never thought about marrying my first cousin. It didn't really enter my mind, but, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat. I did get married, not to my cousin, though, last year. Hi, honey.
It's just so wrong because of the birth defects.
I think people love who they love, and the government should have no say in that.
Different strokes for different folks, but, you know, it's going to mess up the DNA a little bit if you start mixing and crossing those wires.
Yeah, because he is a scientist, though. But I... not that I don't agree with him, though. Good Lord. Let's see. Skip that. Skip that. Skip that. Let's skip that. Going to a comedian? Yes, we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since it is National Ice Cream Cone Day, here is comedian Nick Griffin on the differences of eating ice cream as a kid or as an adult.
So I had ice cream the other night. It's a different experience as an adult than it is as a kid, right? You have ice cream as a kid, you know, all your friends are around, it's daytime, it's joyful. Yay! You have ice cream as an adult, it's dark, you're by yourself. You're alone talking to yourself. I shouldn't be doing this. This is stupid. This is stupid. I guess what I'm saying is I need money. I'm not super poor, but I know exactly how much money I have in the bank at all times. That's a bad place to be when you know exactly how much money you have. It's like I'm 8. I have $44 now. My buddy said, at least you got your health. I'm like, ooh, I get to be poor for a long time. He's always like, money changes you. I'm like, I sure hope so.
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and with gusto. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get even more stupider, if that's even possible, with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right, kids these days, I would usually appreciate a bus driver who cooks, but not like this. A 75-year-old school bus driver in Pennsylvania named Harvey Slicker is facing charges after police say he threatened the children while he was driving and punished them by cranking up the heat. Parents say their kids got off the bus crying and extremely sweaty. Harvey demanded that the kids close all the windows. Then he turned up the heater on full blast. Supposedly it was 74 degrees outside, but inside it was at least 95 to 100 degrees. He allegedly told the kids, "I'm going to cook you all." And also threatened to bring a paddle the next day. Investigators say the students were between the ages of 5 and 12. Harvey was charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment. He won't be driving for the district ever again. It's unclear what set him off in the first place or what he thought of the mobile sauna, what he thought the mobile sauna would accomplish. There's no indication that any of the kids were seriously hurt, though. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 17-year-old just became the first woman to reach Eagle Scout in her area in New Mexico. Here's Gabrielle Montoya talking about becoming an Eagle Scout.
One of the things that I want to do with my life is help those animals and help other people who love them in the same way that I do. And part of the reason that scouting sort of has assisted me in this way is because, you know, you learn a thing or two from merit badges like these, and you learn how to be the best person that you can be throughout this journey.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.